Here's a special weather statement from the National Weather Service, Washington, D.C. Thunderstorms with heavy rains march across the district. Thunderstorms with heavy rains moved across the Washington metropolitan area as well as some of the outlying counties late Sunday evening. Areas receiving most of the activity included Loudoun and Fairfax counties in Virginia, Montgomery and Prince George's County in Maryland, and the District of Columbia. As of 11:45 p.m., most of the stronger showers and thunderstorms were over parts of Prince George's and Fairfax counties. Movement was towards the east at around 10 miles per hour. Shower activity will tend to diminish over the metro area and surrounding counties after midnight, but intermittent shower activity is possible throughout the night. Rainfall reports received thus far have generally ranged from 1 and 2 inches, but locally heavier amounts are likely to have occurred. Potomac, Maryland reported 2.05 inches. Dulles International Airport received 1.62 inches of rain as of 11 p.m., most falling in a 20-minute period. National Airport reported 3/4 of an inch in 42 minutes and still raining hard. Columbia and Laurel, Maryland both reported an inch in 1 hour. The showers and thunderstorms had developed in a moist and unstable air mass ahead of a cold front across the Ohio Valley. The cold front will cross the Appalachian Mountains on Monday and move into Maryland and Virginia area. Therefore, another round of showers and thunderstorms is likely on Monday as well. Around the listing area at 12 midnight, radar shows a narrow band of thunderstorms with very heavy rain over north-central Maryland from Aberdeen to Annapolis and through the Washington, D.C. into northern Virginia area just west of Quantico. Other lighter showers and thunderstorms are scattered from New Jersey and Pennsylvania to south-central Virginia. These showers and storms were moving east 10 to 20 miles per hour. The hourly roundup at midnight, National Airport heavy thunderstorm. They've had 1.28 inches of rain in the last hour, 72 degrees to dew point 70, relative humidity 93%. Northwest winds up to 17, pressure 29.98. At Dulles, a thunderstorm 71, southwest winds at 9. Dulles still has frequent lightning. Baltimore, a thunderstorm 72. At Andrews Air Force Base, a thunderstorm at 70, north winds at 7. Fort Belvoir, heavy thunderstorm, visibility 1 mile, 73 degrees, northwest winds there at 9. At Quantico, a thunder shower at 80, north winds at 7. Up at Philadelphia, light rain 73. At Salisbury, it's cloudy in 78. Patuxent River, cloudy skies 76. Down at Richmond, just cloudy in 79, south winds 12, Norfolk cloudy 79, out at Martinsburg, mostly cloudy 71, south winds 5. Here's the updated local forecast. For the rest of tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, some accompanied by heavy rain. Lows in the lower 70s, south winds around 10 miles per hour, chance of rain 60%. For Monday, cloudy, humid, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs low to mid 80s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, chance of rain 60%. On Monday night, continued cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, shifting to the north around 10 miles per hour toward morning. Chance of rain again 60%. Outlook for Tuesday, cloudy, 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms, highs in the low 80s.
Weather features are expected for Wednesday through Friday. The cold front will continue to move across the four-state region both Wednesday and Thursday, as high pressure builds over the Ohio Valley. On Friday, the front will move off the shore with high pressure to move over the four-state region. The extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, considerable cloudiness with a chance of showers and thunderstorms each day, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. High temperatures Wednesday near 80 degrees west of the Blue Ridge, with a low to mid-80s elsewhere. High temperatures Thursday statewide, low to mid-80s, and on Friday seeing the mid to upper 80s. Overnight lows each day range from mid-60s to the lower 70s. The marine forecast for Baltimore Harbor to the Patuxent River and the tidal Potomac. For tonight, the wind south at 10 knots. Waves on the bay at 1 to 2 feet, with waves on the tidal Potomac of 1 foot. Seeing showers and thunderstorms likely to reduce visibility below 2 nautical miles. Monday, south winds at 10 to 15 knots. Waves on the bay, 1 to 2 feet, with waves on the tidal Potomac at 1 foot, with showers and thunderstorms likely, reducing visibility to below 2 nautical miles. Monday night, south winds at 10 to 15 knots. Waves on the bay of 2 feet, waves on the tidal Potomac at 1 foot, seeing showers and thunderstorms likely, reducing visibility to below 2 nautical miles. The next high tide at Thomas Point Light will be at 5:33 early Monday morning, 5:46 Monday evening, and 6:07 on Tuesday morning. The next high tide at Point Lookout will be at 2:11 early Monday morning, 2:25 Monday afternoon, and 2:45 early Tuesday morning. The next high tide on the Potomac at Washington will be at 8:24 on Monday morning, 8:56 Monday night, and 9:01 on Tuesday morning. Sunrise Monday morning at Annapolis, Maryland will be at 6:11, with sunset at 8:12. This is No Weather Radio Station, KHB 36. We operate on a frequency of 162.55 MHz, transmit from Manassas, Virginia, and provide a continuous broadcast to the greater Washington metropolitan area.